fine. I think I can speak loud now. Yeah, so I guess a couple weekends we, as a youth, were out to Royalton and had a really enjoyable time there. We had supper at Mark and Sylvie's, and then in the evening we had an enjoyable time just singing together, sharing. And we also read a chapter in a book. Each kind of went around in a circle and took turns reading a story. It's kind of like a modern version of The Unforgiving Servant. And it was just a really enjoyable time of sharing different things on forgiveness. And I was just really blessed and challenged by it. And then a couple days ago, this past week, I was reading through Matthew and I came across that passage and it's kind of on my mind again. And I thought I'd just go through some other verses on forgiveness as well. And it was really challenging to me, but I'm just going to read in Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse 23. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Just a really big challenge to me. Just oftentimes, I know I haven't really had any specific situations that I can think of right now, but just when I am in those situations where I feel like someone has offended me or trespassed against me, done something wrong against me specifically, I guess my tendency is to feel like, man, they should pay me back. They should make it right. They have to make it up to me and it's their job to make sure things are made right and they owe me something. And I mean, the Bible talks about it as, well, actually, so I looked up one of the definitions on forgiveness, the word forgive, and basically in the sense of a debt is to cancel that debt. And so I was just thinking of that, like if one of my brothers or sisters has done something against me, instead of just like, I don't know, getting worked up about how they should pay me back. They need to recompense me what they owe me. But just to freely cancel that debt and just to totally forgive them, no conditions, unless like, I'll only forgive you if you do this to me. Like, but just to freely forgive them. And it's easy to like forget how much God has forgiven us because, you know, like all those times you're thinking about the other person and how they need to give something back to you. And when just thinking, and it's hard for me to forgive them, but often I forget that, well, just think about it. Like how much has God really forgiven me for turning away from him, for living my own selfish life, for just doing my own thing, for sinning against him? Like if anything, I owe him my life. But when we come to him and confess our sins, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And so he offers forgiveness to us like that. And how, like, that's a huge, big forgiveness there. And how much should we also then, if we have someone has something has done something against us, like, how much more should we just be able to forgive them freely because God has forgiven us, like, so much? I'll read through a couple different other passages here. Matthew chapter 6. Just kind of reading in the Lord's Prayer a bit. Matthew chapter 6, starting verse 11 and 12. So, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So it's almost like applying the golden rule to forgiveness, and like telling God that as we, like, asking God to forgive us as we forgive someone else. So that really puts us on the line. Like, if we're not going to forgive somebody else, like, God's not going to forgive us. Like, he's going to hold us to that. And down lower it says in verse 14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And God's going to hold us to that, I think. And it's just a huge challenge for me to show forgiveness to others when I feel like that they've done me wrong. Just to freely forgive them. It really is hard. It's super hard. Another passage in Ephesians 4, verse 32. Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So even as God hath forgiven us of all of our sins, if we come to him, let's just go and forgive our brothers and sisters, like, freely. And yeah, it's super hard, but just because, like, just as God has done that to us, like, how much more should we just do that to people around us? And in Colossians, kind of same thing. There's multiple verses on this. Colossians 3:13. Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And yeah, and then back to Matthew chapter 18 there. Like, I mean, we all know this part of it, but just Peter comes to God, comes to Jesus and just says, like, shall I forgive my brother? Or how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. It's like 490 times. Like, I don't think I've ever reached even close to that amount of times where I've had to forgive somebody that much. But, and so there's a lot of room there just to go and forgive people. And if they are indebted to us, but just to cancel that debt and be like, I forgive you, even as God forgave me, so I'm going to also forgive my brother or my sister that feels trespassed against me. So that was a huge challenge for me too, so.
Do you have to do some of this, Matthew, again? Just let it record.